Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement, that podcast that we've prepared for Monday, May 10th, 2010. Here are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and our goal is to prepare messages that will both encourage and instruct in biblical truths. Today's message is titled, Lessons from a Fallen Sparrow. Scripture text is from Matthew 10:31.
Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows.
An unseasonably cold front passed through our area beginning on Saturday, and it brought about a light frost overnight last night. As we drove past the wheat fields on Saturday, the whipping winds laid flat the fertile wheat row by row. They'd slowly revive only to be knocked over again by the next gust of wind. It looked sort of like the waves from the ocean endlessly sweeping upon the shore. Well, the song from the patriotic song, the phrase, "The amber waves of grain," came to mind and took on new meaning as we observed this interesting natural phenomenon.
The howling winds from the west knocked down a few trees in our county and blew many things around in our yard as well. Stephen was outside picking up some debris when he heard a frantic chirping in a large shrub in front of our driveway. Upon examination, he saw that it was a sparrow in its nest that appeared to be quite perturbed at the cold, blowing wind.
Later that day, I went back to check on the bird and saw that it was on the ground, so I placed it back in its nest, even as the winds were penetrating the evergreen branches. Well, late yesterday afternoon when we got home, I saw the bird laying on the ground, dead. This time I was a bit perturbed and considered how cruel nature can be when its fury is unleashed. I then considered today's verse, but noted a part I suppose I've never given much attention to. It's that phrase that states, "Not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of the Father, of your Father." Especially that line, "apart from the will of your Father." Notice the statement does not say that the sparrows will never fall to the ground or, of course, die. But they will not do so apart from the will of the Father.
A couple of weeks ago, a local pastor's wife had picked up another pastor's wife at the Harrisburg Airport. She had come in from Texas to speak at a women's gathering there in Middletown, Pennsylvania. They had gone to prepare for the ladies' meeting, and then they got back on the freeway to get something to eat before the service was to begin. On the way to the restaurant, they were both killed in an automobile accident. The local pastor's wife was 55, which is Stephen's age, and that really hits close to home. Both left their pastor husbands, their children, two grieving churches, along with many grieving family and friends. These type of mysterious tragedies prompt us to say, or at least think, why did God allow that to happen?
And we want to stress today, we sure don't have that answer. In fact, there's so many people that may try, but I think there's things in life that we just best say, I don't know. But we do find great comfort in considering the great doctrine of providence, which states that God is superintending over all of his creation in every way at all times. He's got every single hair on every head counted. And by the way, that's present tense. And not a single bird falls without his knowledge or consent. The Westminster Catechism states concerning divine providence, quote, "God's works of providence are his most holy, wise, and powerful, preserving and governing all his creatures, ordering them and all their actions to his own glory," end quote.
A reasonable extrapolation from our daily text based on the teachings of Scripture pertains not only to the death of a sparrow, but also those entirely mysterious events in our own lives which we refer to as tragedies. We must by faith assert they do not happen, and I quote again from the Scripture, "apart from the will of our Father."
Perhaps today you will proclaim the Scripture verbally and even personalize this truth. Consider those events in your life that are just so puzzling to you. and state, "This does not happen apart from the will of my Father." So we come to terms with this essential truth, then we can begin to see what God is teaching us through our difficulty, and we can grow in spiritual maturity from our experience.
Well, I couldn't think of any better example from the Bible than Job, who went through the greatest loss recorded in biblical history: his family, his health, his wealth, and his standing in the community. Yet his faith and integrity remained intact. In place of resentment, he made a resolve in Job 23:10, "When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold."
Let us choose today to withstand the tempter's heat and come forth as gold, so that our faith is proven genuine and our testimony is far-reaching to both those who believe and those who do not believe.
Let's pray together. Father, if you see a sparrow that falls to the ground, if you know the daily number of hairs that are on my head, if every snowflake that falls from heaven is uniquely designed by you, why do I doubt that you have your watchful and caring eye upon me? For I am created in your image. Forgive me when I doubt you or feel forsaken. Instead, I want to trust you and believe your words that assures me, "Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Nothing can separate me from the love of God, not tribulation or distress or persecution, or famine or nakedness or peril or sword. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Christ who loves us. In Jesus' name, amen."
Well, amen. Thank you. A little bit heavier message than usual, and try to learn from the experiences of life. And that fallen sparrow prompted today's message. Lessons from a fallen sparrow. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message. Again, we have prepared for Monday, May 10th, 2010. We do have a number of photos up on the site today, including one of Brooksine holding a sparrow. It is not the sparrow yesterday that I placed back in the tree on Saturday, but it was taken last summer. I hope that bird made it. We don't usually know with birds, because we do find a number of fallen but still alive birds in the course of living out here in the country. You have some pretty pictures up today as well of some of our neck of the woods. Our head picture today is a beautiful picture of some Scottish Highland cattle grazing along the Little Chickies Creek, which is a creek that goes through our part of Lancaster County. Also have a photo of some friends we saw Friday night, as well as some more photos of just some of the beautiful scenery in our area. Regarding supplemental resources today, I did find a beautiful online version, a YouTube version of the song, "His Eye Is on the Sparrow," which any of you that know older hymns will recall and would fit today's message, as well as a story that Brooksine has written about the hymn that is available as a PDF with the words to the hymn, as well as some of the hymn story. Well, it's another song that comes to mind today. It's a very popular song still. In the last several years, it's been so, called "Blessed Be the Name," a Matt Redman song.
"Blessed Be Your Name."
"Blessed Be Your Name," she corrects me, and I'm going to fix that right now as we work. And it's an interesting version I found today. There's no shortage of YouTube versions of that song in any way you like it, but it's a local church that prepared a video with real people sharing their own testimonies of overcoming adversity as the song plays, and they actually say the word, "Blessed Be Your Name," as that song is sung. And finally today, old hymn, we find out, I'd never heard of before today, called "Job's God Is True." I don't know that Brooksine had ever known the song before. And as she's working, she asked me if I could find YouTube of it. She came across the lyrics, and imagine my surprise when I looked it up on YouTube, and I came across a little country church in Oakhurst, Oklahoma, that Brooksine actually attended as a child. Now, it's a real homemade country version, but it's really got nice lyrics. In fact, I put those lyrics up on the site today as well. Well, have a blessed day. And again, may you recognize today that whatever happens ultimately happens according to the will of our Father.